Hi, my name is Anthony Brassad, and this is Addicted to Salsa. And welcome to the AddictedToSalsa.com podcast. My name is Anthony, and, well, yes, I'm still alone, so it doesn't really matter. But this is another audio podcast. I finally got a new computer, so I can actually do the podcasts again, and hopefully I'll start doing the videos one, which are actually a little bit more exciting. One thing to clear up before I start talking about some Salsa Congress tips and some music for you guys who are actually going to Salsa Congress is there's a lot of talk about On One and On Two on the website and, you know, blah, blah. Now, just to make it clear, it's not that I'm pro On Two and I'm not pro On One, or I'm not dissing On One or I'm not dissing On Two. The thing I want you guys to understand is that when I first started, I really didn't think there was a reason to learn On Two. Of course, now I dance On Two much better than I dance On One. And I don't want you to think the way I used to think, which was like, oh, well, there's no reason I dance On Two. On Two people are crazy. Now, I guess I would be crazy because I'm dancing On Two. But that there is a fundamental difference between the way you dance On Two and the way you dance On One. And most likely, you won't realize that difference until you actually start dancing On Two and you start feeling the music a little bit different than On One. Not saying that On Two is better than On One. Not saying that On One is better than On Two. But that they have different styles and different ways to dance and a different feeling to them.
Salsa papi. Por culpa de una perversa fui a prisión y me abandonó. No llegó una carta de ella a mi galera, tan siquiera. Creyó que tras de la reja moriría y se engañó. Libre soy. Perversas y traicioneras.
Así son, Bongo.
Bongo.
se matan diciendo que te esperan.
Así son, poco.
Siempre el domingo esperaba, creyendo que venía. Siempre el domingo esperaba, creyendo que venía. Y con su ausencia veía que el público terminaba. Que solo mamá llegaba a darme con su presencia la más sagrada experiencia, que mujer no hay más que una, es la madre más ninguna, perversa tiene conciencia. Me enseñó mi cautiverio, que la maldita prisión, me enseñó mi cautiverio, que la maldita prisión no tiene comparación más que con el cementerio. La amistad es un misterio, que allí vemos que es mentira. Y las espaldas nos vira, a veces hasta un hermano. Y que no hay piadosa mano cuando el destino nos tira. Bongo, bongo, que te dicen.
Así son, bongo.
Que no se puede creer en mujeres, te lo digo yo.
Así son, bongo.
Oye, bongo, mi pana quiere decir bongo.
Así son, bongo.
Pero así son las modernas de ahora, tu moro.
Así son, bongo.
De tantas cartas que le escribía con el cartero
así
se fugó.
Son, bongo.
Cógelo. Ahí.
For our first self tip, actually number 10, I'll start in reverse, right? And the order doesn't really matter. It's basically bring a video camera. You either like bring one of those small, I have a Canon, and it takes pretty good video. Or you can also bring a nice mini DV or a digital video camera that can actually take a nice video. Now, with that said, that doesn't mean that you should like bring your camera, set up with a nice tripod and some lights, and then just point it at the instructor and then sit down during the whole workshop. That's not really good, and that's actually pretty disrespectful. You want to make sure that the video camera is there to help you remember the move after you've gone through the workshop. So you should only be videotaping at the end when the instructor allows you to videotape just the move and not the entire class. In some salsa congresses, they say they won't let you videotape it, but some instructors are nice enough to let you videotape it because they understand, you know, you're going to be learning a lot of moves during the day. It's really hard to remember everything they've taught you and everything that other instructors have taught you. So just remember that piece of advice.
Mira qué extraña es la vida y el mundo tiene emborucha.
son los brujos y el negro es el que se mira.
Ochuncole, ojo vale, quiere que te mío bodima. Yo te decí, digo que con mucho feco el imán.
El que predijo que redondo el mundo, seguro estaba en lo cierto. Del cielo bajan al desierto y se sube desde lo profundo.
Que te ocha un pa' mi voz.
Salsa tip number 9, it's basically wear comfortable clothing. Make sure you will wear your comfortable clothing during the day, during all the workshops, kind of like using sweatpants, muscle shirts, or anything that you kind of would wear when you'd go lift weights or work out. And then during the night, you know, then you wear your nice clothes, you know, your jeans, your nice jeans, right? And then your Armani shirts. Who knows? I wear some stuff from Express. And actually, some people actually wear cowboy boots for some reason. Well, I guess it's useful. Who knows? Whatever. But that way, you have your nice set of clothes that are very comfortable to dance in for the entire day, because you're going to be dancing between 9 to 5. So you want to wear something that's very loose and something easy that will also let you, you know, walk out and eat something really quick without coming back. So, you know, of course, don't wear sandals or wear your pajamas or whatnot to congresses. And then during the night, you know, you take a shower, you get dressed, and then you wear your nice clothes to actually try out all the moves that you had during the day.
Bendito Tite, qué trabajo, qué molienda. Acabó, Naborí, lamento de tu corazón. Naborí, por siempre se te negó, como un castigo cruel, lo que tu alma soñó. Ni esperanza de paz, ni esperanza de amor. Caña, trapiche y molienda, de sol a sol. Coro, vení, vení,
Naborí. Llorando, tu vida acabó.
Naborí,
Naborí, lamento de tu corazón.
Naborí, en donde tu amor acabó. Naborí, lamento de tu corazón. Oye. Acabó, allí mismo te quedaste, bregando tú en el fogón.
Naborí, lamento de tu corazón.
Y como abusan de mi negra, no le dan un chancecito, pa' que venga a gozar la rumba y el rico son.
Naborí, lamento de
Naborí,
tu corazón.
Naborí, borí, borí, yo te traigo la salsa que me pediste, que yo la tengo, mamá buena, pa' ti, pa' ti.
Naborí, lamento de tu corazón.
Larry Harlow y su dulzura. ¡Ay!
Lamento de tu corazón.
know I'm going to get some nasty grams on this one, but of course, this is just from my personal preference. So it's really just my opinion and what I would do at a Salsa Congress. It's really get enough sleep as possible during the morning. Let me be a little bit more specific. The first time I actually went to Salsa Congress, there was this like warm up workshop during the morning where I guess, you know, you do some aerobics. I remember it was, I think, salsa aerobics. Not that there's anything wrong with salsa aerobics, but when you're dancing at night, you know, when you're going through all the workshops, you know, 9 to 5, and then you go and see all the performances, and then you go dance from like 10 to 4 a.m., and you got to do that the next day again, every minute of sleep between 4 a.m. or let's say 4:30 a.m. and the next day 9:30, 9:45 counts. Remember, your brain is really your most important thing, or your most important asset during Congress, right? If your brain is just exhausted and can't remember the moves or focus on the dance floor at night, you got your biggest, that's basically your biggest problem, right? So make sure, you know, if you don't need 45 minutes to warm up, you just need 5 minutes to warm up, just skip the first, you know, warm-up sessions or warm-up workshops and get a couple extra minutes of sleep, and then you can start your day better. And that way you'll have more energy during the day to actually get through all the workshops and actually absorb more information and, of course, be ready to dance at night.
No quiero verte, tu amor es una falsa, qué lástima, contigo yo he tenido mala suerte, y en mi corazón duele como espina. Y ahí es como se encuentra una moneda, rodando por las calles de la vida. Pero me queda el amargo sabor de tus mentiras. No me importa que me trates con desprecio, ni me importa de la forma en que me midas. Si amores como tú no tienen precio, se encuentran al doblar de cada esquina. Amores como tú no tienen precio, se encuentran al doblar de cada esquina.
No te quiero más.
Sufro mucho tu amor. está jugando.
Next salsa tip is basically be prepared for lunchtime. And the reason why I say this is because most salsa congresses, you'll have like workshops between 9 to 5, and literally it's just going through lunch. So you won't have like, oh, hey, let's have a 15-minute break and go to lunch, or get a half an hour break and go to lunch. No, they'll just have workshop after workshop after workshop. And if you don't have something to eat in your bag, or have a little, you know, like a little Starbucks, or who knows where they sell muffins, at least that's what I used to eat, you know, just get a quick muffin or something, you're going to be dying. By the last workshop, your brain is just going to be hungry, you're going to be low on sugar, and you're going to be like, why am I at this workshop? And you won't be getting anything in the last workshop. And yeah, some people like feel pretty sick during the nighttime. And then because you didn't eat and you feel so exhausted, and of course, you know, add to the fact that you're probably depraved from any sleep, you know, you're not going to be getting as much as you could, especially during the nighttime. You know, when you're actually at the party at the hotel or at the salsa congress, when you're actually trying to use all the moves that you want to do. So you want to make sure you grab something small for lunch, or, you know, grab, you know, like a muffin, or grab a quick lunch between when they're changing workshops during lunchtime. Of course, you don't want to miss the workshop, so it should be something pretty quick just to get you through the day.
La voz de la voz. prudente y a ti hará siempre recordar que para divertirse no importa el sacrificio de revivir la emoción. Valenciano, colombiano, la voz de la prudencia te hará siempre recordar que para divertirse no importa el sacrificio de revivir la emoción. No importa si es rápido, rojo o finges lindas melodías, te voy a cantar. Colombiano, no importa si es rápido, rojo o finges lindas melodías, te voy a cantar. Colombiano, carraguán y los indios, vamos a guaracha.
Salsa tip number 6 is to actually get to know salsa Congress music, which is a little bit different than what you kind of hear in the radio or any kind of new bands. They usually play some of the classics and some of the well-known songs that they usually play at all salsa Congresses that are kind of old and kind of classic. Hector Lavoe, Gran Combo, Cheo Feliciano, stuff like that. And once you get to know the music, when you dance at night, which is, you know, around like 9 to 4 a.m., you don't have to focus so much about the music. And you can just focus on, like, you know, trying out the new moves that you learned during the day. And that way, all the dances will be much easier for you to experiment with and play around with and actually have a much better time.
Sentí huella, sentí. dinero. Trabajo con un tabaco en la boca, se da cuatro zapatazos pa' conseguir a los hombres, se junta cebo en un sobre pa' conseguir a los hombres, se juntan tres alfileres pa' conseguir las mujeres. ¡Ae!
Also, tip number 5 is another sleep tip. And this is what I actually do because sometimes, you know, you have workshops from 9 till 5. And usually you'll have like a 2-hour break for dinner. And then you'll have like a set of pre-shows that are like, I don't know, maybe children's shows and performances, which are good. Which are, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's also then another set of performances after that before the party at night starts. So sometimes what I do is after the last workshop, I'll just kind of go back. If I'm hungry, I'll probably eat dinner. If not, I'll probably take like a 45-minute power nap. And swear to God, that power nap just, oh, it's amazing. Because after that, you like wake up and you're like ready to go. And that's like the only way I can actually get through the nighttime events, you know, like the whole party at night until 4 a.m. and still have enough energy to do it again the next, you know, the next morning. Because you got to remember, you're doing this for like almost 3 or 4 days straight, depending on when you actually get there. So you want to make sure your brain is, you know, fully functional. So either take a smaller dinner or skip some of the pre-shows or pre-performances and take that to, you know, take a quick, just a quick 20 to 45 minute power nap right before the cool performances that you actually like, or the much, you know, bigger performances, and especially the nighttime dancing, because that's really, really, if you think about it, like a final test of what you've been learning during the day.
¿Qué ha pasado, señores, a la hija de Lola? Que ya no sale y siempre está triste y sola. Ya las vecinas están murmurando, tan alegre que era ella y ahora siempre está callada. Tal parece que la niña ha dado una mala pisada. Pero ¿qué le ha pasado, señores, a la hija de Lola? Que ya no sale
y siempre está triste y sola. Ella que era la alegría del barrio, tan bonita muchachita, todos la querían tener, y ahora que está como está, nadie la quiere querer.
¿Qué le ha pasado a la hija de Lola?
Y la mamá anda preguntando, ¿qué cosa le ha pasado a mi Lola, a mi Lola?
¿Qué le ha pasado a la hija de Lola?
Lolita así gritaba, yo quiero ver al hombre que ha desgraciado mi vida.
¿Qué le ha pasado a la hija de Lola?
La mala lengua dicen por ahí que la culpa de todo la tiene el coquí.
¿Qué le ha pasado a la hija de Lola?
Y el gigante de las blancas y las negras.
Salsa tip number 4 on our list is basically experiment with very few moves at night. During the day, you're going to be learning lots of combos, patterns, footwork, styling, techniques, and you're going to be dancing at night at the event, right? But you don't want to have all your moves or try all the different types of moves. You want to focus on maybe your favorite moves of the day. You know, maybe one or just two moves, and make sure you kind of review them. Take a couple, I don't know, maybe half an hour, review them in your hotel room before you actually go to the actual party, right? And just focus on trying to get those few moves correctly. And then, you know, use your regular set of moves or combinations or styling during the rest of the night. That way, when you dance with a partner, you're not always making mistakes or you're not always trying to struggle because you're trying to force yourself to do all the new moves that you learned today. While it'd be fun, your partner might not enjoy dancing with you that much, right? You still want to have fun and have your partner that's dancing with you have fun. But you also, of course, want to kind of try out some of the new stuff you've done. And it's better to get one or two few moves done really, really correctly and right than kind of try and do all the moves that you've learned during the day and not really spend enough time on each of the moves to get them done right at that, you know, during that night event or that dancing night event.
Para los bravos.
So also tip number three is basically be selective about the workshops that you go to. There's going to be a lot of great workshops out there, but before you go to Congress, you want to kind of have an idea in mind of what you actually want to take out of Congress. Either you already know a lot of combos and you want to work on body movements, or you want to work on footwork, or you want to work on patterns. Maybe you don't have enough combos, or you want to work on lady styling. So my recommendation, once you get there, maybe on Thursday or Friday morning, you know, go through the entire workshop list for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and kind of make a plan. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to this workshop at this hour, this workshop at that hour. And if you have a couple doubts, ask around. There's a lot of people that know the instructors, and usually they know what they're going to be teaching. And you can kind of figure out, well, is that something that I'd like to go to? And you can kind of decide, you know, what instructor also fits your style. And maybe you figure out, oh, hey, I like this instructor on Friday, and he's one of my favorite instructors. I'll have him again on Saturday. So kind of plan out, you know, your Friday, Saturday, and Sunday based on kind of the sheet and the workshop you get there. And then try and make sure that you select the workshops that you want that will help you improve, so that when you come out of Congress, you feel like you actually got something actually done and your salsa skill has actually improved.
Por ser la primera vez, te lo voy a dispensar. Pero por ser la primera vez, no me quiero molestar. Pero conmigo, mucho cuidado, que si me suelto nadie me podrá aguantar. No, 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 no me digan nada, pero ya sabes, si se repite no te voy a perdonar. Mira la hora que es y yo esperando por ti, la suerte que ya comí, sino que fuera de mí. Mira la hora que es y yo esperando por ti, la suerte que ya comí, sino que fuera de mí. Es la más limpia en la sociedad, ensuciala. Anda.
Salsa tip number two, and this is going to be a tough one because I've even been through it. And it's usually like during that nighttime event, you'll see a lot of great, great dancers, especially like, you know, in that corner in the entrance where all like the great dancers dance, and you kind of don't want to get involved because, you know, you think you might not even stand up to most of them in there, you know. But you have to force yourself to make sure you dance with different people. And you have to force yourself to just even dance, because I see a lot of people, they go into that night event and they see a lot of great dancers and they start feeling a little intimidating asking anybody out there to dance. But trust me, you have to force yourself. A lot of people there are just to have fun. And if you feel intimidated, just don't try anything new. Try all your old stuff. Just work on the basics until you feel comfortable. And maybe, you know, after a couple of dances, you'll feel comfortable. You'll be like, okay, you know, I can kind of do this. I can ask, you know, anybody else around. Of course, you will, you know, it's just a matter of statistics, right? You will be rejected by some girls, or you're going to be rejected by some guys, especially for the girls that are courageous enough to ask us, which most likely we say yes, because it's a rare occasion where a girl actually asks us to dance. But, you know, make sure you dance with different people. Don't dance with the people that, you always see in your dance team or in the city that you're around. You want to test your skill against other people. I guess not that it's a fight, you know, but you want to make sure that you're actually improving. And usually the people that you dance with in your local city already know your moves, and they already know your lead. So you want to make sure that your lead is universal and your moves, the way you're executing them, are universal. And if you ever get a chance, actually dance with instructors. You know, ask them to dance, and if they say no, well, just don't buy their DVDs. Otherwise, you know, just test it out and see how it works. You might actually be surprised that you might end up being a better dancer than you actually thought. So remember, don't feel intimidated.
Para levantar el matruco.
¡Ay, Dios!
Un sabio que estaba oyendo, esos sabios bien pelú, le dijo: no traiga trucos, no es el matruco que eres tú. Para levantar el matruco.
¡Ay, Dios!
Un sabio que estaba oyendo, de esos sabios bien pelú, le dijo: no traiga trucos, no es el matruco que eres tú. Truco, tucu, 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 tucu.
No es el matruco que eres.
Salta la verja, perico, bríncala tú.
No es el matruco que eres.
their number one salsa tip is actually just to have fun. A lot of people, they get all worked up and get nervous that, you know, oh man, I gotta like learn all this stuff, and they're all into salsa, and they sometimes forget, you know, you're also there just to have fun, meet new people, talk to the instructors outside of class if you see them sitting around, or just say hi to them, you know, just have fun with your friends, or if you go alone, just meet new people. You'd be surprised all the relationships you might end up creating after you're gone. So I hope you enjoy this small, quick list of kind of a couple salsa tips to get the most out of Salsa Congress. The next one I'm going to will be the San Francisco Salsa Congress. So hopefully if you guys are going to that and you see me, because of course I won't know who you are, but if you see me, come and just say, hey, Anthony, blah, 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 addictedsalsa.com, blah, blah. Oh, man, because I really like meeting people who actually go to the website and, I don't know, just end up talking to them and talking to them even afterwards, right? Even after Salsa Congress is over. So don't be afraid. And if you're a girl, please ask me to dance. Hopefully you also enjoyed all the songs that I played to kind of get you in the mood for Salsa Congress, and especially the San Francisco Salsa Congress. I guess until next time, I won't see you at the club. I'll see you at a Salsa Congress.